Ryan, you mentioned that the Afghan School Project provides education to over 1,500 men and women, and this program is one of the only institutions in Kandahar to provide skills training in technology and business management. Training in English and communication also offers students the opportunity to participate in various debates and to exercise critical thinking skills. As a well-educated advocate, please discuss how the understanding of technology, business management, English, and communications not only helps the students who are a part of the program, having a good understanding of these various areas is crucial to their success if they decide to establish a business or if they decide to pursue a career in management.
Well, these are the kinds of skills that aren't just needed by local organizations. These are the kinds of skills that really they stay with someone for life, that regardless of the path that these young women's lives may take or that the young men's lives may take, that they'll have that awareness, that open appreciation of their own culture in the international context, but of other cultures as well, the ability to engage in critical thinking, to the chance to show leadership. These are really critical skills, regardless of what they end up doing later on. But certainly for those who end up starting their own businesses, for those who want to create something new, it's particularly vital to have that opportunity, not only to learn these skills, but also to be among a group of their peers, to network with students who will go on and graduate and work with the Afghan government, who will work with large development organizations, who will work with local businesses, to have that sort of informal network of educated women and men, I think really helps to advance these kinds of new organizations and these new businesses. And that's part of why we've also put a real emphasis on having workshops, on having an internet lab that's accessible to the community, on having a library where people can come in and check out books as required, because we want to have it be part of the broader community. Want to have to create those ties, to create those opportunities for networking. In some cases, we've reached out to women who missed out on education during the Taliban regime and who have decided now, later in life, that they do want to have that opportunity to receive an education, and we've worked with them. So that's why I think it's really critical to not only have those skills, such as leadership and critical thinking and communications, but also to have it delivered in a variety of ways, not just in the classroom environment, but also through workshops, also as a general atmosphere of self-directed learning through our Information Resource Center.
That sounds great, Ryan. In terms of the Adopt a Student program, you mentioned earlier that everyone can make a contribution, a small contribution of, I believe it's $35 a month, and you'd be able to provide a student with an education. How would you say that groups and certain members in the community can give back more in order to ensure that the Afghan School Project remains alive?
I think it's one of those programs that it's really scalable depending on how much people are prepared to give. Whether someone can only contribute $35 and they just want to sponsor one student's education for 1 month, we're glad to share with them a little bit of the personal information of that student, of their interests, of their goals, so they feel that sense of connection. But as well, for donors who may be able to be more generous, who might be able to contribute a few hundred dollars or even possibly a few thousand dollars, what they can see is they can see each of the students that they're helping to learn more about them, to feel that sense of connection. And I hope if someone is considering contributing to the Afghan School Project's Adopt a Student program, take a few minutes to listen to the interview with Miriam, to get a sense of what these women are capable of the amazing difference that education makes in their lives, and realize that there are hundreds of students, thousands of students that potentially have that ability to really flourish under the care of a teacher. So, and that they will get the chance to just learn a little bit about that student, you know, who their role models are, what they hope to contribute to their community as they grow up, the kind of work they'd like to do as they go on, just that little bit of a personal connection. And then that's something we're really proud to offer as part of that Adopt a Student program.
Ryan, what are some additional initiatives that today's youth can be involved in terms of making a difference with the Afghan School Project? I know oftentimes there are students out there who'd like to make a contribution but aren't necessarily capable or able to make as much of a contribution as they would like. So are there any other ways of the youth today who want to be involved to be actively engaged in ensuring that the Afghan School Project remains alive as time progresses?
I think for youth who can engage with us in social media, that's certainly very much appreciated. Looking at what we're posting, liking it, sharing it, learning a bit about it, telling your friends about it, all of that helps. There's a lot of organizations that sort of play down the role of what they might call slacktivism. I really dislike that term. I think it's really important to recognize that not everyone is able to make a financial contribution, and that even just getting informed, being aware of what's going on, helping to spread the word. In particular, you know, assisting with our Member of Parliament mailing campaign. A letter to a Member of Parliament is something. It's something very tangible. The people in the office read these letters. They care about what's going on with their constituents. They take them seriously. And particularly if they get 5, 10, 15, 20, 100 letters from within their constituency, they're going to take that matter really seriously. So I think if someone looks at this project and says, I think this matters, I think this is something that should continue, if they can help us get the word out, if they can help us have those letters go in, that will really count. This campaign is still in its early stages. Mariam has already received a call from one Member of Parliament and has the opportunity to brief another Member of Parliament later today. So I think that really shows that these kinds of campaigns really do matter, and you don't have to make a financial contribution to make a big difference.
To all of the listeners today, I encourage you all to do some research, look at the work that the Afghan School Project does. I highly encourage you all to make a donation, make any contribution. Every amount makes a difference and counts. At the same time, for those of you who are interested in perhaps teaching or being involved in the Afghan School Project itself, I do encourage you to contact Ryan directly. I'm sure that he'd be more than happy to respond to any inquiries, any questions about the Afghan School Project. And I do want to thank you sincerely, Ryan, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk more about the work that you do along with the significance of the Afghan School Project. Are there any final words that you would like to share with our listeners today, Ryan?
I would just encourage the listeners to get involved, to find something that speaks to them, whether it's this project or another, but find a project that you care about and get involved. I've been doing this work for almost a decade now, and I think I've gotten more out of it than I've put in every possible way. It's been a real honor to work alongside these really brave young women as they've pursued their goal of receiving an education. It's mattered a lot to me. It's really made a huge difference. So I think if there was any one lesson I could leave behind, it would be find a cause and get involved.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Magdalena.